I just learnt that while you're in Darwin, our good mate Pat Webster was up there holidaying, just enjoying life. Morning, Pat.
Good morning, Andrew.
How was Darwin?
Oh, it was beautiful. They look after you, and Ronnie and Rads and Munzee, we had a couple of beers together, so it was all good. It was very enjoyable.
Who paid for the beers?
The club.
You stayed.
They're pretty good up there.
Yeah, you stayed behind.
Yeah, well, we had sponsors.
Oh yeah, okay, well, that's good. Hey, Pat, we're looking forward to the Winx Stakes. She's not there. Do you reckon he'll know the clapper?
Oh, I think so. He's seen plenty of her. I think he will know, but I hope he's not looking for her.
How is he? I mean, while I was away, there was so much discussion out of the second trial. Can you take us through your thoughts on it?
Just forget it.
Yep.
Yeah. But I just, I think he's getting a bit older and not cunning. I think he just went out and just looked after himself. And I think he got the feel that Yui was doing that too. Yui's very relaxed. And I think both horse and jockey were very relaxed. And Clapper's good. And Yui wasn't concerned. If Yui would have been concerned, I would have been. But when I come back, he just said he felt great. He relaxed. And he said, I've got to go and get on another one. That's the last I spoke to him.
Yeah, to the eye, you were a little bit worried, you know, from the 200 to the 50-metre mark. But that last four or five strides in the trial, he started to pick up and rev up again under no pressure at all.
He always does, Ronnie. You know, he always goes through the line. And I go back to one day before I put blinkers on, I ran Chris Waller. He ran against Winks one day 100 years ago. And I said, what do you think Clapper's run? He said, I said, put blinkers. He said, no, don't panic. He said, have a look at him after the post. And I think that's always been the same with the horse. He hits the line and he went through the line the other day at the trial. And you know, after the, you can hardly pull him up. So, look, Huey sort of was happy the way he hit the line. And so, you know, I think we're in a good place for today.
Yeah. Blinkers and Ramwick is two big ticks.
Yeah. Well, I've got to put the blinkers on. I nearly mucked that up. But I blame Chrissy for that. Because administration area, Ron. We've got five horses. So we're pretty busy with it in the office. But I've got the blame for everything except the Boston bombing. And I was sitting there in the pictures. So I'll cop the rap. But I meant to take him off. The winkers off after the Queen Elizabeth and put the blinkers on, but I just forgot. And then Wayne rang me the other day on Thursday and said, Dad, you haven't got blinkers on. So, yeah, anyway.
There'll be a little fine today, wouldn't there?
Oh, Andrew, did you have to bring it up? You mucked me down.
They forgot about it.
Well, no, they haven't forgot. They haven't forgotten about it. I know that, but you can just put it back on your wife and, you know, let her look after it.
Yeah, good luck, Andrew. I've been able to... I hope it's only little because I'm going that bad the answer left home, I'll tell you that.
Anyway, you're happy and you're confident he's going to run well.
I am, but Chris is very disappointed in you, Ron. She reckons he's jumped ship.
Hey? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm not tipping him today. That doesn't mean I'm not going to cheer him if he looms up.
You're stuck with him all this time. No, look, the thing about this horse is, from the time he goes on the float, that we float him only 800 metres because it switches him on to the time. As soon as he gets to Ramwick, as soon as you get them blinkers on, it's just a different animal, a different creature. He's, you know, you can go anywhere else, but I'm so lucky. You're like, if you're going to train a good horse, the track you'd want him to handle is Ramwick, isn't it? You wouldn't want him being a Rosehill or Canberra Warwick Farm specialist. He's a Randwick specialist. He's 1400 and he's fresh.
Yeah, I understand.
Sure. And make sure make sure the administration department there doesn't forget to lay the sketches out today for you.
Oh, yeah, the sketches are a bit... You can have a look at them today. Ronnie, I've got another set.
You got another set, have you? Geez, they're comfortable, aren't they?
I've
What are we talking about?
Yeah, the beautiful sketches you wear. They're like a running shoe, but they're so they're good on your feet.
Right, okay, righto.
Pat wears them with his suit. You know,
when you get up, it's for when you get older, Andrew.
Tell
me
about it.
Yeah,
you should buy
it. Sorry, Pat, I lost my way because Nevesh Ramdani and Michael would have just arrived with the bacon and egg.
Geez, we've got two interviews to
there's 6 minutes to go before they should have arrived, Duffy. Yeah. You're going to get upset. Well, you'll get you find them.
Small reprimand.
Should have seen his face change, Pat.
Ronnie, I will say, I was in my sketches, but that Glenn Munsey with them shoes he wears, mate.
You can't beat them.
No, you can't beat them.
He just looked like he jumped out of a David Jones window that month.
Always. He's a shoe man.
We better go. Pat, take it easy. Good luck with the clapper.
Okay. Thank you, Andrew.